Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jay Howard is here. Jay's the founder and president of CSM Production. It's one of the nation's premier event, corporate meeting productions. There's a lot of outdoor events. How about that, folks? He's got a lot of great customers, Sprint's, Wells Fargo, Coca-Cola, et cetera, et cetera. All the big names. He's learned a thing or two about bringing on customers and making them happy. And he's been hanging out with us for about 5 years. Jay Howard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
Good to have you back. And I got to say, I just found out, folks, today is Jay's company's 30th anniversary. Jay, congratulations, man. What a great milestone.
Thank you. It just shows that we like what we're doing.
How'd you pull it off?
Finding good people. When you're growing any small business or any corporation, the number one thing, and we have a saying, people, product, profit, and you got to start with good people.
Say that again slower, folks. This is going to be on the test.
People, product, profit. You've got to grow your company in that order. Mm-hmm. And if you get the people right, you get the product right. There is no shortcut.
Right. So keep going. You're doing good. What are some of the other reasons you've been able to hold it together for 30 years? Because I know that you've gone through the 2000 collapse. You went through the 2008 collapse. And let's see, one, two, three recessions I know in that 30 years at least. And a couple of stock market collapses. So how did you pull that off? How'd you weather those storms?
Well, fortunately, America has continued through all of those challenges to have an appetite for sports and entertainment because it's a way for folks to get away for a little bit and have some fun and forget about whatever business challenges they might be having at that time. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think that in America, the passion that folks have for sports and the fandom that they develop for different forms of entertainment have allowed an opportunity for us to be part of delivering those experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that is recession-proof. Sometimes it's not. It all depends on the...
But I know, I also know that you're not unique in that you're like us. You got competition. How did you root them out?
Well, we've been fortunate enough to find clients that realized we knew what we were doing in our lane. And as long as you continue to deliver, at a market rate, then you can develop that sense of dependency, and you create a relationship that's sustainable. We've had one client for 30 years.
Yeah, who's that?
Charlotte Motor Speedway was
yep.
our first client.
Yep.
They're still a client.
How about that? So, but you haven't been able to sustain your company and grow it, and keep good people. Which is to say, compensate them by being the price leader. You've had to be a premium vendor, haven't you?
Well, we want to deliver a premium product, and just because you deliver one doesn't mean you get charged for one every day.
But you can't give it away. You know that.
No, you can't give it away because the price you charge is the value they see.
Say that again. This is going to be in the test. Go ahead.
The price that you charge is the value that you've set in the client's
eyes. Exactly right.
So as soon as you discount the product, you just reset the market, no different than a comp when you're trying to sell your house.
That's like if you tell a customer, if a customer says, when am I going to have this? Oh, 10 to 20 days. They didn't hear 20. They heard 10.
That's exactly right.
Whatever you tell them, whatever that low number is, that's all they remember, right?
They're going to remember the side of the range that's best for them.
That's right, every time. So what are some other things you've learned about building a portfolio of customers?
Back in, maybe 10, 12 years into our company, I had a business coach, Terry Ainsworth, that I hired, and he's still with me. And one of the first things that he gave me for some feedback was, you need to get on your business. He said, I get the feeling you're in it. And mm-hmm. I didn't really know what he meant at the time, but he was right. And a lot of entrepreneurs are in their business. And as you develop a larger team, you know, the person in charge has to then migrate to an on-the-business philosophy and empower their managers to do their job, trust they do it well, and don't micromanage. And
right.
Because going the other route is a bit suffocating and limits the growth of the people.
And if you don't have people you can trust with that kind of latitude, then you've done a bad job of hiring, right?
Yeah, you got the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Jim Collins. Get the right people on the bus and figure out where they sit later. And
mm-hmm.
we've applied that a lot of times where we find a good person and we don't know what they're going to do. Doesn't matter. They have the qualities that match the culture of our company, and let's get them on board and then
mm-hmm.
figure it out. And it might
mm-hmm.
be they might be three seats in before we figure out, you know, where is their right seat.
Hire a lot of utility infielders. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And go for the. So do you prefer attitude over experience?
Every day.
Talk about.
Yeah, there's only two divisions of our company, or at in finance. There's maybe only three that you need some previous experience within that scope before you join us. And that's if you're a Class A CDL driver, of course you've had to have formal training in that. If you're a audio video tech, you've got to have had some background in that. If you're in finance, you've had to have some background. But the rest of our producer positions and operation positions and managers, you just need people with a work ethic and a personality that is going to blend with a team, and we can teach you the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such an important point, and a lot of times we hire. Of course, there is something to be said for personality. There are people who don't have a personality for certain things, and you got to be careful about that. If someone is an accountant type person, they're more of a heavily detailed person, they're probably not going to be a good commission salesman. But like you say, you find those good people and move them into those slots when you find out what they're good at.
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. I need a website.
Our website is gocsmproduction.com.
30 years, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations, Jay. I'm glad you're celebrating those milestones. I want to talk about that when we come back. One of the things I want to talk about is importance of celebrating milestones with your people. And that's coming up in the right after the break. Jay Howard and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.